1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in Iowa continue to investigate the school shooting Thursday in Perry that left a sixth grader dead and five others hurt. Those who survived are telling their stories. Ninth grader Anthony Ubaldo saw the suspect in the bathroom before the shooting.
It's just traumatizing because honestly, he could have just killed me then and there and I wouldn't be here right now.
The suspect, a 17-year-old student, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. President Biden today will deliver his first campaign speech of the year near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. His campaign says it will focus on democracy. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in the Middle East for the fourth time since the Hamas-Israel war began. The U.S. is seeking to prevent a regional escalation. Next hour, the Labor Department's December jobs report will be released. Economists are projecting it will show that 170,000 jobs were added last month. This is ABC News. Nevada's now looking for ways to increase courtroom security after a judge was attacked at a criminal hearing this week.
The shocking moment as defendant Deobra Redden, being sentenced for aggravated battery, appeared to fly over the judge's bench, attacking her. Now courtroom security is under review and more marshals are possible. Chief Judge Jerry Weiss saying it's a unique situation.
As far as I know, it's never happened before with somebody supermanning over a judicial bench.
Judge Mary Kay Holthus, who was attacked, was already back at work on Thursday and is sore but recovering. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A warning from a YouTuber who intentionally crashed a small plane over California. Trevor Jacob now tells ABC News it was not worth it.
When I jumped out of that plane, I had no idea I'd committed any type of crime whatsoever. It turned out that I actually committed five felonies.
Jacob sentenced this week to 6 months in federal prison for the stunt that was staged for social media. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A public memorial for Senator Herb Kohl is a week from Friday in Milwaukee. Kohl helped build his family's chains of grocery and department stores. He served four terms as a U.S. Senator, and he owned the Milwaukee Bucks for many years. People can make donations in Kohl's name to the La Follette School of Public Affairs, the Milwaukee Jewish Federation, and Wisconsin Teachers Classroom Projects. 47 groups led by farmers got $1 million worth of grants from the state of Wisconsin last year. The money from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protections supports farmer-led initiatives to improve Wisconsin's soil and water quality. This is the ninth round of grant awards since funding was first made available in the 2015-2017 state budget. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win in San Antonio. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was close, but the Bucks pulled off a 125-121 win over the Spurs. Giannis on facing Victor Wembanyama for the first time.
He's unbelievable. Unbelievable talent. Can score at will anytime he wants. Plays the right way. Plays to win. It was great playing against him.
Spurs head coach Greg Popovich on how the game ended.
What I wanted was a different call on the last play where Giannis got a three-point play. But sometimes the calls go for you, sometimes they go against you, and you got to live with it.
College hoops, number 21 ranked Wisconsin Badgers host the Nebraska Cornhuskers tomorrow, 1:15 at the Kohl Center. NFL, if tight end Luke Musgrave plays this Sunday against the Bears, will he be concerned about a hit to his back where he suffered that lacerated kidney?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if you can think too deeply on it, because that's just going to slow you down.
That's Packers rookie tight end Luke Musgrave with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little light snow on the way tonight, tomorrow into tomorrow night. It's going to be a long-lasting, very light snow event. Less than an inch, I think, here by the time it's all over and done with. Today, mostly cloudy, 32. Tonight, light snow, 26. Tomorrow, more light snow with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Thanks for making it for an hour. Nicely done. But coming in from the bullpen, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. How are you, doctor?
I'm good. I was going to do some yoga at home, but then I thought, I'll just come here and maybe we can
Jim, did you hear our gentleman yesterday, the physical trainer, about the violent stretching?
Yes.
Violent stretching.
This was really interesting. Pardon? And it's an odd term, but we'll talk about it. Is Mark there? Mark?
Mark is here.
Mark is here from Bell and Sports Medicine. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Do you know Dr. Kristen?
You know what? I know of her. She may not know of me.
Okay.
I'm not as popular as her.
Okay.
Good morning, Mark. I'm a former Bell in person, too. So, hey, it's great to have you.
Thank you. Thanks, guys, for having me.
And you guys are both athletes or kind of athletes. Mark takes care of athletes. You were an athlete.
Ish.
So we got a lot in common here. But Mark, we were talking yesterday with a guy on the physical trainer guy, and he was talking about two things. One is what he called violent stretching. And then the other thing they were talking about was the yoga, how unbelievably taxing that is on your body in a good way. What do you think about those two things?
When you say unbelievably taxing, that doesn't sound good.
Well, it means that it's how do I put that, Todd? It's like you're not moving a lot, but boy, are you.
It's better for you than you probably think it is, because it's slower movements, it's stuff like that, and yet it's really, really good.
And we were all grown up with the, you know, you go till you barf, basically, type thing. It's you know, it's like get into the core of a person.
Mark, help him understand.
Yes, help us, Mark.
Yeah. John, I was actually listening to it, and then there was an accident on the highway, and I had to pay attention to the highway. So I didn't get to actually hear the second portion of it. But what? I did hear the first portion of the two guests speaking. You know, I think that there's I heard them talk about, you know, staying flexible, you know, and when we're babies and where do we go? And I think that's our problem, that as we become adults, we sit around more and we don't stay as flexible. You know, we've had this conversation of, you know, just going out for walks. This isn't about that you have to work out, you know, 10, 12, 15 hours a day. And, you know, just going for walks is a great thing. It's tough. It's cold in Wisconsin. But you can go to malls. You can walk outside. You know, our winter really hasn't been that bad. So it's great to just get outside, get some fresh air, get some walks in.
Well, you said that, Kristen, last week. I said, starting the new year, what can you do? She said, just move. Just move.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be an hour-long walk. It could be 10 minutes here and there. Just get up and move around.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's one of those things, too, Mark. We all think that, you know, especially start of the year, oh, man, I'm going to get the new sweatsuit and the workout suit and the join the club and do that. All those things. Nobody calls them sweatsuits anymore.
No.
But it doesn't have to be that way, does it?
No. It doesn't. And no, John, I didn't get a sweatsuit from Christmas. But I need to be more active. Yes.
Boy, is that an old guy's term, a sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Jim, you know what I was talking about, right? He knew. Mark, another thing we were talking about last week that I want to talk about a little bit more, because I actually had some people ask me about it as well, is, and Dr. Christian, you know about this too, the dangers at sporting events, not just with the young athletes, but the referees, coaches, people in the stands. Mm-hmm. You know, you get all excited and you get, you know, everything pumping. And we've had heart attacks through numerous sporting events in Northeast Wisconsin over the years. And you guys are really trying to combat that, aren't you, Mark, from Bell and Sports Medicine?
Yeah, no, you know, John, we kind of mentioned it, and thank you to Jim. You know, he mentioned that one of the top stories was DeMar Hamlin situation.
Of the Buffalo Bills?
You know, from the Buffalo Bills. You know, he's, you know, an NFL pro athlete was struck. Now, the injury likely he had was it's very unlikely. You hear about it, you go through training, but it's, I think the key is two other things. It's getting people trained for CPR, which is very simple to do. The other thing is having what are called AEDs. Most of you are going to hear that, but it's called an automatic external defibrillator. It's a box that usually has two pads, and it gets hooked up to the person's chest. Now, let's say someone goes down. It doesn't have to be just an athlete. It could be a grandparent. It could be a parent. It could be young or old. It doesn't matter, but they're unconscious. You hook them up and you turn the device on. Literally, that device will walk you through everything else. It'll tell you when to do CPR. It'll tell you if it needs to be, if the patient needs to be shocked. You can hook them up, and people sometimes will say, I hooked them up, and it said we never had to shock them. What it is it's trying to find the rhythm. And if you have a rhythm, you don't need to be shocked. If you have no rhythm or maybe a crazy rhythm, you may need to be shocked. And so I am very blessed. I have a wife who suffered a cardiac incident. Now, and John, even you said it doesn't have to be a heart attack.
Right.
My wife suffered sudden cardiac arrest, which means she was a very fit individual. And she was 12 years ago, was swimming in the YMCA pool down here in Kimberley, and ended up, she needed to be shocked four times by an AED. She now has an internal one that actually helps her heart out. She's actually still very fit. She just got back from working out. But it's one of those things that it's going to save lives, and it's going to continue to save lives. And they should be at events. They should be at schools. They should be around our community, because it's going to help save lives.
Mark, that is an incredibly personal and important story. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. You know, those AEDs, I think, can be really intimidating for people because they see that box on the wall.
Yeah, Mark, they're out there. I mean, we have City Hall has them on different floors. And what is the training, and what age would you recommend? I mean, should high school kids know how to use these things, or is that more?
Yeah. Jim, honestly, and that is a big fear with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We literally, and I understand the fear. And I think that's what it is sometimes, you know, the biggest thing that people need to do is just learn. You turn the device on when it's sitting next to the person, and it'll tell you where to hook them up. The pad's got pictures. Some of these devices even has like a TV literally on them, and it'll tell you what to do. Like, and even if you, If you try to hook them up, you can't touch the button to shock someone until the device realizes that person. It's checking the rhythm of their heart. Wow. So you can't just keep on pushing the button hoping you're going to shock them. So when you say where they should be all over. We need more of them. We need more people to understand what they do. And if you see someone go down, it can save a life. And one life is awesome.
And anyone can use them. You don't need to be trained. This is not like ER, you know, where you're watching and they're saying clear and they're, you know, jumping somebody. It's not like that. You literally just everything that Mark said, you open up the kit and you turn it on and it tells you everything you need to know. So anyone can use it. Don't be afraid.
So that's what I mean. Yeah, if you're at an event and that happens and nobody's grabbing it, it's okay for a layperson to grab it, huh?
Yes. You know what I mean? What they're designed for.
Okay.
But on the other hand,
you know what? I think sometimes the biggest thing, I have had a coworker who talks about this, of people kind of get paralyzed in those moments. Sometimes if they say, someone yell and say, hey, go get the AED. and bring it back. But then they'll stand there with it, thinking that when they need it, they'll ask me for it. No, put it down by me, turn it on, and at least get it started. So it's just one of those things. Young kids, my own son last year at 8 years old was going through training at their school. They were having, wow. They were trying to educate kids on this. So a young kid can learn how to turn it on and use the device if needed.
Mm-hmm. We're with Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine.
Yeah, and I was just saying, this should be part of a curriculum, either in Phi-Ed or like Johnny and I, our kids went through DARE, but it's just a program. And I think just to take that fear away, not wait for the fireman to show up or the cop to show up that, you know, we have to do this now, but that would be great if we could get that in the curriculum for 1 hour of gym class or whatever they do, science class. I don't even know where this belongs, but it belongs in the school so that kids get the fear away and they're willing to just at least get this started.
Well, so the good thing is in Wisconsin, between 7th and 12th grade, they need to go through the education. They don't need to become certified in CPR. They need to go through education. So Wisconsin's already doing that. The other thing that I think the WIA, that some people I know don't always like them and complain, but the WIA did put in back probably 5-6 years ago, if you are a paid coach, you do need to be CPR certified as well as first aid, which is great for, you know, a lot of parents letting their kids go play and think, oh, that coach is certified. Not a lot of people were many years ago. So we've done some great things in Wisconsin to get that education out there.
It's fantastic stuff. I mean, this is something that you kind of know a little bit about, but you really don't. You're really breaking it down to the meat and potatoes here, Mark. And I think this is really important because, like I said, I've been at games where people have collapsed and they have to stop the game, and you never know what happens. You know, they take them out on a stretcher, and you kind of, you know, you'd hear something or whatever. But I will say this, at one of the events I was at, and this was years ago when I was working in Flint, Michigan, and it was at a hockey game, and a guy kind of collapsed, and everybody just kind of looked around. Like, you know, is there a fire?
Is there a doctor in the house?
Is there a fire or a doctor?
Is there somebody
nobody,
you can help?
Exactly. Nobody knew what to do. And remember, they did take him out of there, and I don't know whatever happened. But it was one of those things where everybody's looking around at everybody else thinking somebody else should take charge. But with something like this, if people feel somewhat comfortable with it, and if you say it's as user-friendly as you say, Mark, I mean, this can make such a difference in so many areas. And it's just surprising that this isn't more well-known. You know, that this needs to be in places.
And well, to think that, I was just going to say, in a situation like that, to have a seventh grader be the hero.
Right.
You know, and that could happen, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and I was going to share with you guys is there are apps out there. There's an app called Pulse Point, which is an app you can click on there, and it'll tell you where AEDs are as long as they are registered. So that's the difficulty is, you know, if you looked in a town and 50% of the people, businesses, whatever, don't register them for this app, they're not going to show up. But it's just one of those great opportunities. But, you know, a lot of times if you go to Target, you go to a mall, you go to a movie store, you go to a grocery store, you go to schools, almost at a lot of entrances, there is probably an AED. I'll admit, once my wife had her cardiac incident, we would walk up to stores and you'd see them and look and say, yep, they've got one here and it's working. Wow. So it's you realize the importance of them. You check them out more once you've gone through the incident.
Outstanding. Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine. We just got a text. This is great, in capital letters, information. Thanks for sharing this. So great work, Mark.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right. Did you catch this cold that we all have?
No, I'm trying to stay healthy.
Attaboy. Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine. Thank you so much. Sure appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, everyone.
Right, we'll be back with more Money the Mayor Show with Dr. Kristen back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Start the new year off right and give your bathroom a fresh look with help from Menards. Stop into Menards and view our great selection of toilets from American Standard, featuring Everclean antimicrobial finish that prevents mold, mildew, and stains. Get a Titan Tall round toilet for just $199. Big buys, big savings. Check out this and other great deals going on now at Menards. Prices good through January 14th.
Save big money at Menards.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Minor the Mayor Show. Special thanks to Mark Houston joining us from Bell & Sports Medicine. Dr. Kristen is in here today. And we are brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You can kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. They come highly recommended by the mayor. Dr. Kristen, do you have Pella windows?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I have whatever they put in the house.
Whatever when you bought it. Whatever was there when you bought it. Right?
Did you have, when you were a kid, did your folks wrap your windows in plastic?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was such a thing.
Did it, you know, I was actually thinking about this, like in my day type of thing, and then fill in the
back
blanks.
When I was a kid.
In my day, yes, we'd wrap the windows in plastic.
Uh-huh.
And also, if we got a new couch, that plastic stayed on the couch for at least the first 6 months.
My grandparents always had plastic on their couch.
There you go. Todd?
Not on the couch, but on the lamps. For whatever reason, my mom wouldn't take the plastic off the
okay.
lamps.
Okay, Jim? Uh-huh.
No.
No plastic on the couch? Like, no.
No.
Wow. There's always that one rich kid.
No.
Not at all.
I don't remember plastic being on anything. I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Everybody Loves Raymond, if you remember that TV show when that
of
was
course.
On.
Of course. I watch it all the time still.
In the mom and dad house, everything was very like from the 60s and 70s.
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
Plastic on the couch. Yep. Plastic floor runners around.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I grew up with all that. But not you. You'd buy a couch and let your 10 kids just run amok.
I guess so. Wow. I just don't remember that, John.
Okay.
Maybe we did. I don't remember.
Wait, right. Suppose if you got a pony, say, you don't need plastic on your couch, right? There's a different level of.
I guess so.
No, true. I think that's what they. I think that's why we didn't have plastic. I think they bought that Scotch Guard.
Okay.
Like heavy duty. Because we had a lot of kids.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't have
any
pets.
What I mean, right.
So.
Better living through chemicals.
I think the plastic.
Other than the Shetland pony.
Yeah, but that's true. But he didn't come in the house.
All right.
But I was going to say that.
I'm surprised.
Not when his parents were home.
But I think that plastic, my mom, thinking of her, would have thought that would be dangerous, that we would, you know, pull it off, chew on it or something like that. But we.
Chew on it.
Was that what happened at your house?
I would say that we were. Okay. 10 kids is a lot.
Yeah. Wow.
So I think we just got the Scotch Guard. Heavy duty. So I think that was our answer
right.
to that.
Very good.
Can we talk for a minute just to wrap up the whole AED conversation?
Yes.
Because in the break.
What does that stand for, by the way? AED.
Something. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Todd?
I'll look it up.
I would think
something
the
defibrillator
ED would be,
device.
Yeah, electrical device.
It's automated external defibrillator.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's just go with AED.
AED. Yes.
Okay.
So, like, if something happens, so you said you've been at sporting events where somebody has gone down.
Yep.
And everybody looks at everybody else and everybody's alarmed and you're looking for somebody to step up. And who is that person? The thing you can do is take a deep breath and call for the AED. That's always something that you can never go wrong. And there will be an AED there in the school that's accessible if it's a sporting event. So get that AED there because those first few minutes are absolutely critical. So that's one thing you can do. Take a deep breath and call for that AED.
When you say those first few minutes, how long does it take before there's potential brain damage if the oxygen is shut off?
Oh, it's minutes.
Wow.
It's minutes. So the sooner you can get someone defibrillated, get their heartbeat back again, and in the meantime, be doing quality CPR. So if there are folks there who have been trained in CPR, you have to be trained in CPR. You don't have to be trained to use an AED. And the AED will tell you what to do.
If you haven't been trained in CPR, and there is no AED, should you do anything? Because can you do more harm than good?
You can do harm. That's tricky. That's a really tricky situation. I mean, I think you want somebody, if there is someone there who knows what they're doing, you want that person to be at the helm.
Like if I was on a fishing trip on a charter boat, mm-hmm. and somebody went down like that, mm-hmm. and I remember the old adage of from the song Staying Alive.
Yeah.
Do do do.
You can tell by the way I do my walk, and that's your rhythm.
And that's the rhythm, uh-huh. right?
Yep.
Okay. Did you know that, Jim?
I didn't know that, but that CPR. I don't know that. I think everyone should know how to do that, and I think most people do, right?
I don't think most people do.
Have you been trained?
Freaked about? Yeah, oh yeah.
Have you taught?
Long time ago, but right. I haven't been updated.
Yeah, like in health class, literally back at Mesabi.
But well, they have those dummies that they bring right. in, you mm-hmm. know, that you push down on, and you got to really push.
But do you still have to breathe it? That's the rhythm, right?
Right. But you don't have to do the mouth anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No, right?
I mean, yeah, they took that out. So that's one
right.
of the things.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
I didn't know that. I thought you'd have to do the mouth thing still.
This is science. Like, science changes, and they know that that's not the important part.
Right.
The most important part. It's the compressions.
It is.
It's keeping that heartbeat so that you keep everything circulating.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. There's no more the pinching the nose and breathing into the mouth. Mm-mm. Okay. Wow, I'm learning something.
It takes some of the fun out of it, though. I mean,
well, depends who it is.
Right.
John's like, I got the cheerleaders.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. And Jim's like, I got the moms. Yep, I know where this is going. So, what do you recommend for somebody? Just your basic, you know. Again, I always thought about that when I'd be out hunting with an older guy or fishing. What if something happens? What do I do? What do you do?
Call for help.
That's about it, huh?
Number one is call for help.
Okay.
Number two, get that AED. And number three, start CPR. Or have somebody who is certified in CPR, who knows how to do it, start CPR.
I would assume AEDs are battery operated, right? You don't need to plug them in or anything?
Open it up, turn it on. It literally tells you what to do.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Interesting. We should bring one in here.
Oh, that's a great idea. We should have Mark and an AED come in here.
That's a good idea.
Yes, that'd be great. Mark, if you're still listening, we'd love to have you come back with an AED. I think that'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. And even video it, huh, Todd, to put on our...
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that'd be a great idea. I would learn. I wouldn't know how to do it otherwise.
And then for John, maybe we could just do a quick overview on CPR.
Sure.
That'd be fine. I'd love that.
You should, because somebody hunting...
Right, that's what I mean.
That would be tough. If he's hunting with his brother goes down, he's got to start the chest compressions.
That's what I was thinking of. We could have one
of the trainers from one of the local hospitals come in and teach us how to do it.
Help arrives.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll tape the whole thing. We'll, like I said, we'll have it live on the podcast. And because I think a lot of people are confused over the changes over the years. And, you know, you see things on TV, what they're doing versus, I think that'd be great. Let's do that.
And in the moment, there's so much adrenaline and so much emotion that if you've got the training to back you up, you feel more confident.
Well, even the thing where you said about the AED, how, you know, self-explanatory it is. But again, you got to be thinking, especially if it's, you know, everybody's looking at you and it's like, is this guy going to save him? You know what I mean? Where there's a lot of pressure.
And the person that they're looking at, their eyes are rolling back. And I mean, it's to explain it here is one thing. To be in the moment is another. So I think.
Scary.
Right. So I think to practice this would be a good idea.
I think that'd be awesome. But I know they do have it pretty much every gym nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
public buildings.
Grocery stores all have them.
Yeah, and when you walk in. Yeah. What a huge advancement that is, though, huh? Over time.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable. Wow, good stuff. This is interesting stuff.
We're going to help our...
We're making a difference today.
We are. That's our goal.
This is make a difference.
New Year's resolution.
Who knew that we would be able to do that on a Friday?
I know, right? Unbelievable. And still, our contest is going on for two tickets to a Frank's Dinner Theater production anytime in 24. Is that right?
That's correct.
Wow, that's huge.
Those are good tickets.
And by the way, is this Mark Hewson getting back to us on the text?
I just texted him.
He said he will do that next week. He'll bring one in.
Awesome. Oh, that's great.
That'll be great.
Mark.
We'll all be here for that, okay?
We're going to promote that.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. We're going to send a quick break. Christy is in the house. What's going on in the city? Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
Authorities in Iowa continue to investigate the school shooting Thursday in Perry that left a sixth grader dead and five others hurt. Those who survived are telling their stories. Ninth grader Anthony Ubaldo saw the suspect in the bathroom before the shooting.
It's just traumatizing because honestly, he could have just killed me then and there and I wouldn't be here right now.
The suspect, a 17-year-old student, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. President Biden today will deliver his first campaign speech of the year near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. His campaign says it will focus on democracy. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in the Middle East for the fourth time since the Hamas-Israel war began. The U.S. is seeking to prevent a regional escalation. Next hour, the Labor Department's December jobs report will be released. Economists are projecting it will show that 170,000 jobs were added last month. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Making simulations of child pornography with artificial intelligence may become a crime in Wisconsin. A legislative committee heard testimony Wednesday on a bill. State Representative Calvin Callahan says AI images are created from real photos, and he says those kids are victims. Voting is good for your health, according to the American College of Physicians. Research shows states with fewer barriers to voting have better health outcomes. ACP President Omar Attic.
If there is more voter participation, there would be better health care policies and therefore better health care.
Wisconsin's ballot access ranked 47th in the 2022 Cost of Voting Index. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We have a little light snow on the way tonight, tomorrow into tomorrow night. It's going to be a long-lasting, very light snow event. Less than an inch, I think, here by the time it's all over and done with. Today, mostly cloudy, 32. Tonight, light snow, 26. Tomorrow, more light snow with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. The loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the Talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
It's time to find out what's up for the weekend. Brought to you by Waterfront Market, your local market at 401 North Washington Street in Green Bay in the City Deck Landing Building. And now, here's Christy Barlamont and from the glam band, Dennis Peters.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. We got a great gang. We got Dr. Kristen in the house. We got Christy in the house. We got Dennis from the glam band in the house.
How's it going, eh?
It's going good. How are you doing?
Swell. Thanks for asking.
I like your scarf. You can wear a scarf. I wouldn't know how to wear a scarf.
That's to cover up my red neck, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good to see you.
All right.
It feels like a Friday, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Like, let's kick this off.
Heading into a huge Packer weekend. Isn't that the fun part about living in Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Against the Bears.
Against the Bears. This is awesome.
And now this is, if they make it in the playoffs, right? If they win this
yes.
one? Yeah.
They're in.
So let's hope for the best.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Got to get this one.
Right?
Yes.
Well, welcome, everybody. Good morning. We're going to start it off with, we have a candlelight hike, and it's presented by Barkhausen Waterfowl Preserve. And that is today and tomorrow. If you haven't been there, it's out in Suamico. Pre-registration is required as space is limited. Tickets are purchased online only. It's only $5 a person, and two and under are free, and it is from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. They have a bunch of cool stuff, like you can walk or snowshoe. I have tried snowshoeing. I don't know about you guys, but I always go face first.
Well, it's pretty tough to snowshoe right now.
Right, right.
But if there was snow,
I'm confused.
It would be easier.
No, exactly. They're still having it because you can just walk because they have it all, the trails illuminated and stuff like that with like Christmas lights and fun stuff
like that. It's a very cool
like
thing.
It is.
It really it is. It's a very cool thing, being out in the woods at night with the lights and everything.
Yeah, Walter and I love going. Yeah.
I thought snowshoes were for your feet, not your face.
That's usually how it goes.
I'm corn-fed, excuse me.
But yeah, like I said, the trail's all illuminated. You can go through the woods of Barkhausen. Like I said, your chance to play outdoors doesn't end with the arrival of cold weather. Hot chocolate, a bunch of fun stuff. But it's fun because it's family.
Absolutely.
You don't have to spend a bunch money. You don't have to.
Dennis, by the way, your little corn fit thing, was that from the old Kid Rock song?
Uh-huh. I just work here, brother.
Skinny models, you can keep those. I like big Midwest corn fit.
Oh. I'll tell you, this Mino guy.
Come on.
Is there any songs or anything you don't know? I love it. When you sang Disturbed that morning.
He's been around.
And Jim Schmidt's like, Jim looks at us, he goes, I don't know what he's doing.
Yes.
He had no idea what that song was or
the
what you're
sound of silence.
This guy, he's well versed.
This guy.
Well,
by the way, Dr. Kristen, did we talk about this?
What
my goal was for health and outdoor recreation this winter?
Steps.
Besides that?
12 steps or?
Hey, give him a bell. Give Dennis a bell.
That's a bell
he deserved
worthy.
A bell. That's a bell worthy. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Fat
tire biking on the snow.
Oh, yes.
Until somebody told me how much they cost.
Yes, I know.
They're $2,000.
Yeah. Ooh. It's worth it, though, because, you know, save
like
up
I
your
said,
money.
Like I said, my car is worth $2,400.
Trade-in value.
Trust me, I've seen all the accents
all
in
right,
my
building. Wow.
But he really does walk like a rock star all over.
What does that mean, actually? Like, does that mean, like, you walk a rock star? Does that mean, like, a rock in your shoe?
No, he's just like a rock. Like, he really takes it seriously. Like, you will see him out, and he has a whole, he has a total track that he goes.
It's like mall walking.
And that's how I knew that we got to, by the way, the Bart Starr thing.
I posted that on
That is in the works. We're going to get that whole corner fixed up in a great tribute to Bart Starr.
I am so proud of all of you. Seriously, I am so proud of all of you for making that happen.
Great.
He deserves so much better.
Absolutely.
That is incredible what you did. Well, you're the one that got the word out and everybody worked together.
But you know what? From walking, when you walk, you notice things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walk around a city or something like that. It's so different than driving by.
Yes. And by the way, the welcome to downtown Green Bay sign, I'm having that removed, and it's going to be, we have it all in the print. It's beautiful. It emphasizes our beautiful city deck landing, the boats, everything.
Nice.
So that sad looking
you know what there
going
should be
to?
Going into Wild Rose?
What?
Home of Dennis from the Glam Band.
Do you think they would do that?
They need all the help they can get in that town for crying out loud. I don't think that's good. I don't think that's it. And it's almost as good as a restraining order, if you ask me.
You're saying you might not be welcome back?
I don't know. I'm not there for a reason.
So another.
We should put a stoplight in that town. That's what it needs.
Yes.
Maybe even a stop sign. Yield to the right of way would be good.
I like that area, though. I've spoken on Wautoma and some of those places.
Yeah.
Some of the nicest people. Mm-hmm. And I remember the last time I went to speak, it was a Ladies Auxiliary American Legion.
Sure.
And everybody, you know, they say we'll have a little luncheon afterwards, and it's all homemade food.
Oh,
Every one of these ladies from the ages of like 68 to like one of the ladies was 96.
Sure.
All had homemade food.
Everything from 7-layer salad to 7-layer desserts.
Absolutely. And they're like, John, we want to pay you for coming here.
And that's no joke.
They're like, what's your fee? And I'm like, my fee is about 3 to-go boxes of all your desserts and everything like that. They're like, well, no, we want to make it. No, I said, that's all it takes. Mm. I love those small towns like that when you have, you know, all the ladies bring out their homemade stuff. I love that.
They all know each other. They all get together.
Absolutely.
They all plan it. It's just fabulous.
Absolutely.
And speaking of
love
like,
those small towns.
Right-of-ways and all that good stuff, I moved a person in from Ireland. His name is Patty. He asked me, Christy, what?
No, he's not really
Patty.
From Ireland. His name is Patty.
Sounds like a story to me.
You can't even tell. No, Christy's just making it up. He looks at me, goes, Christy, what's with all the circles? He meant roundabouts.
We do have a lot.
We don't have any of those in Ireland. I'm like, well, I'm sure you don't. He goes, there's like every mile, there's a roundabout. I'm like, that's.
Can I be honest? I'm still not 100% clear on some roundabouts. Like the one on Mason Street, if you're heading out towards Oneida, there's that one.
That's the most confusing.
That is unbelievable.
You are so right about that.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, it's nuts.
I clenched the steering wheel.
I know, and I just hope somebody doesn't clobber me from behind. I still don't know the proper.
Just go slow.
If no one's going to hit you, just go and ask in just, what is that? Just take your chances and beg forgiveness later. Is that how
instead of effort?
Hope for the best.
That's not all like, that's like you. I just grabbed the wheel.
I do not recommend that with a roundabout.
No.
Not the room, the boot.
Because then you're going to get in the hospital by Kristen. She's going to be like, I told you to slow down.
I was listening to Milo and all of his people on the radio, and they said, just give her. Just give her.
That's all I'm saying.
Just give her.
Just look left. If you're not going to get hit, move.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
We got to get that guy here on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, no kidding.
Which is John's birthday.
Yes.
Aw, for sure.
Wow. We're 3 days apart.
Really?
Yeah, we must be brothers.
And years?
Oh.
The 14th, the last I checked. I don't know. I was just a baby when I was born. I don't know those things.
Years.
Gotcha.
Okay, and another fun event is the Winter Market on Military, and that is tomorrow. That is the Military Avenue Business Association, located at 725 South Military Avenue. It is completely free. I always like to say that's John's favorite.
Absolutely.
9 a.m. to 1 p.m. This involves, so it's an indoor winter market on Military. It's all locally grown, raised, made, created, and crafted. And it's the first, third, and fifth Saturdays from November to all the way to April, which is great. You know, like how we have the Saturday Farmers Market down here and on Broadway. It's nice to support the military.
I agree. You know, when I first used to come to Green Bay when I was a little kid,
yes.
Military was like the place.
I agree. Oh, yeah.
Military Avenue was.
TJ Maxx and all that fun stuff.
Everything was that street. So I think that would be a good paying homage to the old days of Green Bay by making Military a cool place again.
Our fun friend Michelle McCormick actually did a nice story on them too to support that. Yeah, and it says a smaller version of our last winter market will be held in the Green Bay Plaza. So
you know, we had the guy here from Smashburger the other day. I'll tell you something that was a success.
Corey.
And it was great. Locally recently. The wine tasting thing on Broadway.
Oh yeah.
He said that was huge. They had like 900 people come through their doors.
Big time.
Yeah, he said that was a huge event.
Yeah, fun stuff. And then the Green Bay Gamblers are hosting Cedar Rapids, and that is today. And that's at the Rush Center. Tickets are available through TicketStar, and it starts at 7:05 p.m. And one more little fun Green Bay event I have is the third annual, it's a year in review, Call for Art Exhibition and Reception at the Art Garage. I love that place. I think it's great for kids and aspiring artists. It's December 13th all the way to February 3rd. The Art Garage is located on Cedar Street, and submissions run, it's $15 to $30, but the gallery admission's always free. So
that's kind of a hidden place. Have you ever been there? The Art
I've driven past. It's on Cedar in Maine, right?
Yeah.
I've driven past a million times.
But you almost have to know where it is there to see it because you'll buy it otherwise. But it's a very cool place.
It is. And you can join featured artists and celebrating the opening of this group exhibition. And, so you can continue into 3 years. I didn't realize it was open that long. But, gallery admission is free. Check it out. That's totally family fun.
Yeah, no
question.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No question about it.
So that's all I got for Green Bay.
What you got?
Hey, how you doing? How
I was just going to say, will you please say, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
You know, there's not happening this week, you know?
Well, everyone's doing the holidays. It's almost like everybody's like, let's chill for a couple of weeks.
We should take this week after New Year's and just make it our own.
Yeah.
Because you know how I always start with epic?
Yes.
Nothing.
Right. I'm like, that's what I mean.
I was a dickin' for
you guys. Got any gigs? Or you guys taking some time off?
Yeah, we're playing at the Boulevard Lanes in Madison.
Oh, cool.
On Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah.
When you guys play like a Madison, do you drive down and drive back, or do you guys stay there?
We do. We're not on tour or anything like that. Come on now.
They got
just
that
a bunch
trailer
of guys
and
jobs.
You guys remind me of stock car drivers I know, where they will have regular jobs in the morning, but they will drive to Aurora, Illinois, or Slinger, or all these places, and then. Yeah. Nobody sees the after part where it's like 2 in the morning. They're packing up and driving home and up to work the next day. You guys are kind of like that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We got to put another quarter inch of, rubber in the, rear main, kind of whatever I'm saying. Get the blinker fluid correct. Those kind of things before you can get out there. Absolutely.
You don't want that blinker fluid.
I have no idea what you just said about blinker fluid.
Well, I could thank Interstate Batteries and my friends over there at,
Oh, you're being a stock car guy now.
International Trucking and all that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
I always thought it'd be fun to have one of those little trailers and tow those along.
They do.
We do. We have a
trailer. Where you can sleep?
Jim Schmidt was in it. Where you can sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, no.
Like a camper?
That's what I would love.
Yeah, like see, our sound people almost. Have one because they're there like 4 hours before we get, 2 to 4 hours before we get there, and they're there 2 to 4 hours after we leave. Now, those guys.
Really, I thought you guys did all that yourself.
Well, they do the production, but we do our stage and set that stuff up and whatnot too ourselves. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Is it kind of weird that you're out there just, sweating in a t-shirt and yada, 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 and then 20 minutes later, you're the glam guy?
We always say that we're just the road crew.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And then all of a sudden, you become the stars of the show.
I don't know. Something happens.
All right.
I just take
They're the best. He's just that humble.
Who did I read that somebody went someplace with glitter on? The other day, where was that? Was that you? Somebody went to something and was it you, Jim? You went someplace had glitter on or something? No?
Jim, no, it was glitter.
It was the llama.
Oh, the llama with the glitter. Okay, gotcha. Why didn't we do the walk this year? I thought we were going
to
do that walk.
I was actually going to say that as soon as I walked in. I would just like to give a huge shout out to Jim. I can't tell you how many people asked me if there was going to be a llama walked across the bridge.
What happened, Jim?
We're hoping for next year, but he also had fireworks. It was just spectacular. I know.
Who had fireworks?
Jim, when he did that.
When?
When he was the mayor.
Oh, okay.
Jim was the mayor?
Yeah.
I did not know. Why did you tell us Jim was the mayor?
Grab your drinks.
For the love of
Jim,
God.
Jim was the mayor for 16 years.
Salute.
Cheers.
Cheers.
But yeah, there was absolutely nothing done downtown Green Bay. And looking back on that, it was just spectacular because he was so involved. And just hundreds and hundreds of people would get on the Main Street Bridge. I looked out my window. Nothing. So
we got to bring that back.
So whomever's listening, put a little more effort into it.
I'm still trying to figure out how you ask a llama to walk across water.
Jim Schmidt. Hello. He can do anything.
He can do it. Anyone can do it.
Isn't that what Moses did once?
Anyway. What are you showing there, Jim?
The llama.
Back today. Now, do llamas walk the way that one does that commercial? It's got a real attitude. He bobs his head.
This one was a little more low-key.
Okay.
But there's a song about camel walk.
It's just the point he brought so many people together. And
I like that. Show me pictures of his llama walk.
Yeah, John, if you got a glimpse
of it. I like
this.
We got to do it.
Yeah, if you got a glimpse of it, you would have good luck. But there was absolutely nothing. It's just the point that Jim brought so many people, hundreds and hundreds gathered on that bridge. And I love that idea. I love that tradition. And that was all Jim Schmidt. I mean, on top of the city deck landing.
I think we need to do it.
The bridge lights. He's the man.
He's the man. He'll get it done.
That's my rant for this morning.
All right. Kristen, what's your rant for this morning?
I don't have one.
I want the llama back.
Dennis, you have a rant for this morning?
I'm just happy to be here, brother.
Uh-oh, cops are out here. Look out.
That's my rant right there.
Good morning, Officer Carlson.
Hey, when is he going to let me do a ride-along?
They just flashed us.
Just one time I'd like to ride in a cop car in the front seat.
He'll give you a ride-along anytime.
Thank you. We're going to set a quick break by Dennis from Glam Bang, Christy, and Dr. Kristen in the house. Back up for this. West Coast King.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Wrap it up on a Friday. Jim is playing hurt, but doing very, very well. You know, like one of those guys.
Right? You know what he needs? More glitter.
He does need more glitter. Mm-hmm. He needs a little more glimmer.
Hold the llama.
I didn't bring any.
We got Dr. Kristen. We've got Christy. And we have, what's your name, young man?
Oh. I haven't called lots of names, sir.
Okay. Well, hope you have a future in this business.
He does.
Were you ever a disc jockey?
I was.
In where?
At
Wild
home.
Rose.
In my mind. I did go to school at Brown.
Good answer.
The defunct college, Brown College, and then ended up in Oshkosh, believe it or not. First gig was in Oshkosh, WPKR.
Oh!
Yes, yes.
He has radio experience.
Yeah. I actually used to do stuff for PKR.
Okay.
When it first went to the All-Packer.
Jim Corsell was the owner at the time. Yep, you
absolutely.
Bet.
Absolutely. I did big weekly reports on WPKR.
I walked in with long hair and Hawaiian shorts, and they thought my career would be short-lived, and they were right.
They were right. Is it lived or lived? Short-lived?
Short-lived.
It is lived? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think it's short-lived.
Ooh.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but look at you
Whichever
now.
Whichever one is shorter. It Jim? Was me.
Short-lived or short-lived? Lived? Thank you, Jim. The mayor just spoke.
But look at him now.
I know. So what's going on in this area? Anything in the
I was
going to
say you are, sir. But,
yes.
He always is.
Do you guys, okay, you guys said you're going to take a little bit of a break this year. From what, 75 to 60?
I might be down. I think someone said 79 shows. I had counted 77. Might be 65 to 70 this
That's
year
so
coming
amazing.
Up. Something like that.
Wow.
Like they're already booked? For the whole year?
Most of it is. Yeah, most of it is.
Wow. You're booked for the year.
Pretty much. Wow. Most of it. Most of it. About three quarters.
That's incredible.
Up north, they'd say tree quarters.
Tree?
And so.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, good for you guys. Tell us the Nagani style.
What's the Nagani style?
Well, how you would say it.
In Nagani?
Yeah.
Say what? What would I say?
What you just said.
Oh, tree quarters?
Tree quarters?
How up and down the road there one time.
Tree quarters of the goddamn thing are already filled. Yeah, that's my kid. He's making, I'll tell you what, he's making so damn much money, you can't even believe it.
Oh, hand over fist.
He quit his job out in the bush, he's cutting pulp. And he said, I ain't hell with this. I ain't got no more goddamn pulp for you, Quavo. I got my boys in a band for the crater out there. The chicks go crazy over them and everything like that. You darn right.
Dennis, do you know how John made money? Tell him, Nightcrawler.
I'm afraid I don't know.
Yeah. Like Nightcrawlers.
Collected Nightcrawlers.
Oh, see, where I come from, that means something totally different.
I'll bet it does.
Nightcrawling. Jeepers.
Holy Right.
Hey, I'll tell you.
Hey.
Rodney.
Hey.
So I just want to let you know before I get out of here, you know, the Charlton Museum of Art in Appleton's having free admission.
Did it move? Or is it still in that same place?
We're all moving, man. The same speed, 1,000 miles an hour.
I met him, Dr. Trout.
Oh, yeah.
Very, I was at his house. Very interesting gentleman.
Sure. That's what they say, yeah.
Who had one of the greatest collections. He's a Marine. And he had one of the greatest collections of Winston Churchill memorabilia in the world.
Wow.
I mean, just unbelievable the collections of things he has that he's put in this museum.
Very cool.
He's really something. Do you know him at all, Todd?
No.
Dr. Trout, he's an amazing gentleman.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So every first Thursday of the month, as they say up north, if they have the free admission at the Trout Museum.
Very nice.
So, but anyway, I just want to say to make plans to get there on Thursdays, first Thursdays of the month, and any other time you can make it. It's awesome. They have lots of displays, galleries, 12 to 18 exhibitions a year that they host. So it's pretty neat. If you like art's your thing, you know,
yeah, make it happen. Cool. You know where you have to go? Our friend.
I've been told plenty, believe me.
Our friend Kim Massey and her son Aiden run that store right on Central. Central Wild Goose on Central Avenue.
Oh, sure, you bet.
You would love that store with all throwback kind of real cool clothes and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
That is such a popular thing right now, isn't it?
Geese taste like chicken, don't you know?
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
What?
Hey, Dr. Kristen, when you were going to Kakana, did you guys go after the guys in, Appleton?
Did we go after the guys in Appleton?
Yeah, like the jocks of Appleton. Did you guys do that? Because I've always not liked it. Our cheerleaders in high school would go out with guys from our rivals.
I got to tell you, our gymnastics teams combined with Kimberly.
Oh.
And Kakana and Kimberly have this long-standing rivalry. It's a big deal. And that was our little friend group. So we've got marriages now. Still.
Wow.
From that. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Nancy and Joey, Katie and Travis.
What was the thing, though, where girls were from your high school, cheerleaders, go after your opponents?
Oh, boy.
I've never accepted that.
Did that not fire you up as a kid?
It fired me up as a kid. Yeah.
My blood pressure's going, woohoo, yes, just thinking about it now.
That was one of my main pet peeves. Why was it?
Same here.
That's where it all started.
Why couldn't the home guys be better?
Can it be more specific?
Craig, are you still listening?
I need an example.
I would never be lost for words. I just was at loss for words.
I have pen and paper. I'm willing to take notes.
I mean, they could have had this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, look what you're missing out.
Yeah, and you go for the Ishpeming guys? Yeah. Come on. It's not fair.
Nagani straight up.
Absolutely.
What else we got, Dennis?
The comedian David Koechner is going to be at, actually, here he is. He did the show yesterday at the Skyline Comedy Club.
Yes, Skyline.
You might know him from, he was Todd Packer on The Office.
Nice.
Oh, my God. And he was great.
Excellent show.
And Jim Kahn, Anchorman.
Do you remember what his license plate was?
I can't remember.
Because everybody would come up to him and say, oh, you're a big William Hung fan? He goes, what? Everybody keeps asking me that. Why people ask me that? And his license plate was WLHUNG.
Oh, no.
That was
He sounded Love like it. Him, too, and he did
he
that.
He did. Love it.
Oh, Packer was phenomenal.
Right.
He was also in the first Anchorman.
Yeah, and the second one, yeah.
Yep.
And he was.
So he's going to be where at Skyline?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yesterday already, the Friday, tonight's show and Saturday night show, there's two shows Friday, Saturday, that both the late shows are sold out. Okay. So the early shows are your chance to get in there and see them make a chance to dial them up.
That's right. A big act.
In online, you can always try to find some other tickets. You know what I mean?
Okay. You're in the music biz.
Allegedly.
Do you have any connections with Pfizer Arena in Milwaukee?
I can tell you exactly where it is.
Okay. I got to go to this concert, and I have to have
I have MapQuest.
First three rows.
Me too, thank goodness.
Carly Pierce and Tim McGraw.
Oh,
yeah.
Carly Pierce and Tim McGraw. I've been trying to text Carly about tickets. She's not getting back to me.
Why?
Ever since she's made it big. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, those crazy people.
Yeah.
John's not like that at all.
No. So if anybody's got connections for that, please let me know.
20 years ago, I could have helped you.
And?
For one day.
Okay. But no longer?
I had a chance to go on the road once with him.
Okay. Be a part of our contest here. Dr. Kristen, you already went in, didn't you? Or no? Oh, no, it was Brittany that did. How many passing yards will Jordan Love have Sunday without going over?
260.
Okay. Christy?
245.
249.
Okay, there you go. Tickets to Frank's Dinner Theater for one of his performances all season long.
Yeah. I was going to say, do another one if you want for Waterfront Market. I'll give you a gift card.
That would be phenomenal.
Perfect.
All right. First and second places.
Awesome.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Dr. Kristen, thank you. Christy, thank you.
Dennis
with Glam Band, thank you. Todd, thank you. Jim, go home.
We love you. Happy Friday, everybody.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.